Finally, today we recall a hairy moment from last week. On Wednesday, millions of Americans watched anxiously on live TV as a JetBlue airplane with crippled front wheels landed safely at Los Angeles International Airport. In that moment, our Brian Unger saw the future. And here's today's Unger Report.
In times of crisis, peril, and threats to the well-being and safety of Americans, we look to someone who can lead us with courage, quiet fortitude, humility, but above all, competence. Amidst catastrophe, fear, and hopelessness, we seek someone who has calculated every outcome and with skill, vision, and wisdom executes a plan with the trust of the people behind him. Surely, someone with these qualities would make a good president. That's why in 2008, I'm throwing my support behind JetBlue Captain Scott Burke for President of the United States. In fact, and I know this is a long shot, but I propose an all-red, white, and JetBlue administration. More on that in a moment. But first, Captain Scott Burke, Captain America. Last week, just minutes after his Airbus A320 took off from Burbank, California, the wheels on the front landing gear jammed at a 90-degree angle and failed to retract. Burke and his co-pilot burned off the fuel, then landed the plane in a spectacular, picture-perfect touchdown at Los Angeles International Airport. The entire country watched the drama unfold on TV, and so did passengers from their seats, each equipped with its own in-flight satellite TV. Imagine your public, at your back, watching your every move on high def. And under all that scrutiny and pressure, you magnanimously save them. That guy could be president. As for his critics, Burke said on the radio moments before his fiery landing, "I want to keep the media wolves off my back. I've got nothing to say to them." Captain Burke sounds like he'd rather crash than be interviewed by Diane Sawyer the day after a disaster. Now that guy could really be president. Little is known about Captain Burke. JetBlue declined to provide information about their heroic pilot. So we are left to imagine a President Burke leading a JetBlue administration, one that governs an America in which there are no class distinctions, no first-class coddling, no handouts to the business class. We're all stuck in coach together aboard his Air Force One. Burke's JetBlue administration would rarely be delayed. It would leave from vacation and be back on the job, an on-time presidency, at least 90% of the time. A JetBlue cabinet would have more women and gays. It would operate in the black while everyone else in the world economy struggled or went bankrupt. And it would know the harsh, cold truth of a complicated age. No one enjoys the free lunch. In the end, all people really want is to sit in their own comfortable chair, eat a bag of chips, and watch a little TV. Captain Burke, where are you? America needs your kind of leadership. You're a man who gets the job done. Not too far to the left, not too far to the right. A man who flies straight down the middle and then apologizes for landing about 6 inches off the center. That's a guy who should be president. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.